Good afternoon, everybody. Hello. As long as I don't talk very long, we will be on program. So there's an incentive. Welcome to the Architecture But Not As We Know It. This started as a lecture for third years, and it sort of has grown a bit, quite a lot, in fact. The promotional blurb is above you there and explains what it was about. I'd like to thank our those who have supported the event, particularly, obviously, Queen's University. They're giving us the venue for free, but also the Royal Society of Ulster Architects, the University of Ulster, the Ministerial Advisory Group, PLACE, and also we've had help from ArcSoc as well. So thank you for everybody. As I explained, this is a little bit of an inverted commas hairy event in that there's an organisation committee of one. Yeah, I must admit I appreciate the advice that I've had from the group that are helping develop the RSUA development plan, from Frank McCluskey, director of RSUA, from Neil Baxter, who gave me guidance on the format for today, and many others, too many to mention. So it will be what it will be. In one of the discussions in the RSUA committee, we described it as the washing of dirty laundry. You know, so that there most people in the room will be either architects or have a friendly ear towards architects and architecture. We do have the RSUA. I become president of the RSUA as of end of May of this year, and the RSUA are looking at the Norman's going, yes, and my 2 years is done. And it is part of what the council has asked us to do is to look at the development plan for the next 4 years. And it is, to use a phrase from Michael McGarry, he made me very much aware of the term bumpy. You know, so we're looking at a potentially bumpy but potentially interesting and opportune. There's plenty of opportunity in the next 4 to 5 years. We have the audience is approximately 50% students, 50% practitioners. We have a great lineup of speakers and those who are going to give their perspective on the future of architecture and architects. This was the brief. The event is split into two, where we have part one, where we have four speakers about their perspectives of a potential future. We have a short break where this is a low-budget event, so we are not providing tea and coffee for everybody, but we are. Café Crème has agreed to stay open, so if you're really gasping for that espresso, if you've been doing joinery to 2 o'clock in the morning like one of our speakers, he'll be in a beeline for that. So I hope you understand, you know, that it's a free event, and so there won't be coffee welcoming you as you go outside. And then what we have after that, we have three speakers giving a sort of broader context in terms of procurement, and then from the professional bodies, from the RIAI, and then we're going to finish with the RIAS. So I'm really looking forward to it. The whole event is being recorded, so if you want your voice to be recorded, you have to speak into a microphone. So wait for the microphones if you can. The running order, as I say, we're 5 minutes late already, Alan. Roughly speaking, the speakers will talk for 20 minutes each. If you want to talk for 15, that's fine. Simon Foxall, Brendan Kilpatrick, Peter Treblecko, David Saxby, and then we will have a sort of inter-panel discussion and reflection on what's been said, and then we break at 10 to 4. I'm the timekeeper, you know, so we're trying to keep to time. As Arthur Acheson, who's here, said, he's chair of MAG, he said, Alan, do you know what? This event is equivalent to 3 feature films. You would never expect anybody to sit through 3 films. So we're having the break and so on. So we have to keep the thing moving and so on. If there was one phrase that we should not have, it's, wouldn't it be good if we had? So this can't be an event looking backwards. And if we had only E.g., if we had only protected the role of the architect, wouldn't it have been great, and so on. So that's not allowed. So that's to be poo-pooed and so on. So as one of my colleagues in Queen said, Alan, we should put this phrase on your gravestone, which is, we are where we are. You know, so we can't really look backwards. All we can do is try and look forward. I'd like to thank Michael McGarry, has the fantastic job of actually doing the sort of closing sort of remarks and so on at the end. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm sure he'll be taking notes and so on. So without any further ado,